This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones Show.
We are live on this Friday, August 19th edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. I'll be in for the first hour. At the bottom of the hour, we've got close Trump confidant, of course, former campaign advisor Roger Stone, a regular guest, dropping in for a quick segment to talk about the latest with the campaign. Of course, today it was announced that Paul Manafort would step down. That was kind of predictable, given that they had hired Stephen Bannon just a couple of days previously. Of course, Trump gave a massive speech last night. We're going to get into segments of that later in the show. Is he pivoting? Is he taking on a more conciliatory tone? And is that wise? We're going to talk about that with Roger Stone and other issues related to the Trump campaign at the bottom of the hour. But again, massive news blitz coming up. If you thought that the Hillary Health scandal was over, then think again. Because for the past 2 weeks, the mainstream media have been asserting that this is just a wild conspiracy theory backed up by no credible voices. Well, they were shook to the core a couple of days ago because we had Dr. Drew come out, America's most trusted physician, and basically make the same observations that other medical experts have been making for several weeks and months now, that there is something seriously wrong with Hillary Clinton. Her campaign is backpedaling wildly. Now they're claiming that a fake document debunks the entire issue, despite the fact that no serious commentator who drew attention to the questions surrounding Hillary's health in the first place ever cited this fake document as proof. They're using it as a straw man, bringing it up over and over again to try and make these questions go away. Well, they're not going to go away. Hillary Clinton hasn't had a press conference for 257 days, and now even the Washington Post is beginning to realize that there's something seriously wrong here. They can't cover it up any longer. So again, massive new revelations about Hillary's health coming up in the next segment. And another story, which is probably even bigger than that, the Hillary campaign sent out a campaign email last night to all her subscribers, basically vowing to destroy the conservative media outlet Breitbart. Not destroy it in the sense of just discredit it, but actually destroy it and take it off the internet. We've been warning for 8 years about the internet kill switch, about this move towards censorship, authoritarianism on the World Wide Web. Well, wait until you hear what the Hillary Clinton campaign is now saying about Breitbart in the aftermath, of course, of Stephen Bannon linking up with the Trump campaign. Absolutely chilling content in this email that was sent out by Hillary's campaign. You won't believe it. We're going to get to that. We're also going to get to the religion of peace strikes again in France. There was a stabbing of a Jewish rabbi within hours, despite the fact that the assailant was screaming out Allah Akbar as he stabbed this Jewish rabbi who was wearing Orthodox dress. Within hours, the police came out and said, no terrorist motive, no anti-Semitic motive. We've seen this over and over again. They're covering up terror attacks throughout Europe because they're becoming so commonplace now that if this narrative is allowed to continue, there's going to be riots, there's going to be civil unrest, there's going to be huge upheaval. So instead of actually addressing the fact that bringing in millions of Muslim migrants from the Middle East, 21% of whom in many cases support ISIS, is not a good idea, and actually trying to readdress that policy, they're simply covering up the terrorist attacks by these Islamists. This is happening more and more in Europe, so we're going to get into that. We're going to get into The Atlantic, basically coming out and saying that any criticism of Hillary Clinton is sexist. We saw that coming a long way off. And again, the war for the internet, major news websites removing comment sections entirely, will tell you how that links into the internet takeover. But more massive news on Hillary's health and the motive behind Hillary's campaign's email to try and destroy Breitbart.com. This is huge. Stay right there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here with a very important note I'd like to add during this live Friday worldwide broadcast, as we have Paul Watson hosting in the first part of the transmission from London, England, and of course Leanne McAdoo and the rest of the team at the InfoWars News Center here in Austin, Texas, as well as our contributors from around the world. What we witnessed yesterday in this 45-minute speech that Donald Trump gave, that is posted on InfoWars.com, is beyond a pivot, as some of the media is calling it. And the speech is, again, posted in full at InfoWars.com, and it's titled, Donald Trump Just Gave His Best Speech. And I agree, this is the most overall populist speech he's given, a true unifier. Now, the truth is, he's been unifying the nation against globalists that are trying to dissolve our borders and bring us under foreign rule via the TPP and other multinational combines. So he has to rally us as Americans and as patriots so that we have a common basic theme and system and rule of law so that we can oppose the outside globalist corporate takeover. It's that simple. The media calls that being divisive, saying that we're going to have the same rules on people that come into our country that other nations have. It's simple. But he's always, in his long speeches, talked about being inclusive, talked about really trying to rebuild the inner city areas, talking about bringing in the good immigrants of every race, color, and creed that are vetted, and getting them higher paid jobs, but also making sure that Americans don't lose out, and so the rising tide raises all ships. But overall, it was a focused speech. It was obviously off a teleprompter and probably written by Bannon in conjunction with Trump, because it's Trump's ideas. So I'd say 90% of it was probably written by Trump, just listening to it and watching it. And he talked about unifying. And he talked about, now this is the most important point. He repeatedly looks at the crowd, who's probably 80% Caucasian, and says to them in the Carolinas, we are going to have to be inclusive, and we're going to have to bring everybody in and rebuild America. We're going to go out and hire people from every sector and every group and bring everyone together. That's the opposite message of Obama and MSNBC. They say, oh, we're all fighting, oh, we're all racist, oh, we're all scum. Only the state-run media and the state-run systems can unify everyone by brainwashing training and sensitivity training and all this other bull. When you hear Trump speak, this is what could really save the country. See, they have to wreck the American system to, on its ashes, build the new world order. We all know that. The listeners of this broadcast do. Many of you before I was even born understood this. There are people fighting the new world order for 60, 70 years. But now, we have to reach out to the rest of the public at a critical time when globalism is taking the planet over and people are finally ready to see the truth. We're at that make it or break it point right now. And throughout the broadcast today, I want to be playing some of these clips on air so that folks can really hear what Trump had to say. And I hope everybody will go to InfoWars.com and get the full speech and share it to everyone you know, because this is a true unification speech based on America and liberty and private property and hard work and freedom and true inclusiveness. Not unity of the globalist system where they divide us all in little subgroups and then tie us together. That is the very symbol of fascism, is a bundle of sticks chopped off, symbolizing different captured groups and countries and nationalities and religions tied with leather straps with hatchets above it, symbolizing the force of the state to keep you all under their control. We are going into a fascist system. We're going into the broken coalition stratagem. And it's a fact. The globalists write books on it. That's what's so frustrating is, this is not my opinion. And so I'm going to throw this back to Paul Watson and then Leanne McAdoo and others. I'll be filing more reports throughout the day. I've got a special report coming up, start of the next hour, dealing with all these people that say, don't fearmonger about nuclear war. The reason we've stopped a nuclear war in the last 65 years is because people have been concerned about it. And most analysts say we're in greater danger than we've ever been. And so does Donald Trump. Then they say he wants to start a nuclear war because he wants detente. This is crazy. Now, back to Paul Joseph Watson from London, England. But this is a very exciting speech. The media is trying to ignore it, or they're trying to spin it that, oh, he was so hateful. Now he's backtracking and being nice. He has put forward an olive branch saying, look, I say a lot of things on the campaign trail in the heat of battle. Some of it, you know, I could have said better. So it is an olive branch. But he had to unify Americans first, before we can then start reaching out to everybody else. We have to have an identity before we can continue on as a nation. The globalists want to kill our identity and bring in an absolute, total, and complete corporate tyranny. Now back to Paul Watson.
That was Alex Jones talking about Donald Trump's speech yesterday. We're going to have excerpts of that coming up later in the show. But I want to turn back again to Hillary's health, because the Clinton campaign is in damage control mode right now. They thought they could dismiss this as a conspiracy theory. They thought they could own that narrative, and they can't. They're getting overwhelmed every single day by expert after expert agreeing with each other, saying the same thing, that there's something majorly wrong with Hillary Clinton's health, not just from her personal behavior, which we've seen, the bizarre seizure-type episodes, the twitching, the inability to walk, the inability to stay on her feet, the pillows propping her up during campaign events, Hillary's leaning stool, all of that, but now more experts going on the record. And in fact, this has now become part of the Trump campaign since our video went viral just over 2 weeks ago. Trump spokeswoman Katrina Pearson appeared on MSNBC yesterday to address this issue. Let's go to the clip.
This is something that Donald Trump brought up during the primaries. Do you mean the questions about Secretary Clinton's health? Is that what you're referring to? Yes, he has said that she doesn't have the strength or the stamina for a very long time. That part is nothing new. What's new are the other reports of the observations of Hillary Clinton's behavior and mannerisms, specifically with what you just showed in those previous clips, as well as her dysphagia, the fact that she's fallen. She has had a concussion.
Well, hold on. There's no indication that she... Let's just step back for 1 second. We did get this reaction from her doctor. I just want to read that to you, who says, quote, as Secretary Clinton's longtime physician, I released a medical statement during the campaign indicating that she is in excellent health. I have recently been made aware of allegedly leaked medical documents regarding Secretary Clinton with my name on them. These documents are false, were not written by me, and are not based on any medical facts. To reiterate what I said in my previous statement, Secretary Clinton is in excellent health and fit to serve as president of the United States. So these health questions have been debunked, Katrina, and yet Donald Trump continues to try to stir them up. Is that responsible for someone who's running for president?
Well, he's not talking about her health record. He's talking about specific observations, just like some of the clips that you've shown. And it is extremely
important to note that Hillary Clinton has taken a lot of time off the campaign trail to spin up some of that speculation.
Well, it's something that needs to be addressed. She's taken a lot of time off the campaign trail. She hasn't had a press conference this year. Why don't we just have Ms. Clinton have a press conference and she can answer all of these questions?
Now, you heard there the MSNBC commentator, the host, again, talking over the Trump campaign spokeswoman, not even allowing her to make her points, claiming that the, quote, issue had been debunked. Now, they're doing that by citing this fake document that was circulating on Twitter that purported to be from Hillary Clinton's personal physician. It wasn't. Everybody knew it wasn't. Nobody, no serious commentator who has been talking about Hillary's health, ever used that document as proof. I didn't use it in the viral video that's now got over 3 million views. Sean Hannity didn't use it on Fox News. Mike Cernovich didn't use it. When Dr. Drew came out and talked about that this issue, he didn't use it. Nobody is citing that document as proof. We know it's a fake document. We knew it was a fake document from minute one. So why did the Clinton campaign draw attention to a fake document that no serious commentator had even cited as proof? Because it's a straw man. They can hold this up and say, look at this fake document. It's so amateurish. It's so obviously being debunked. Therefore, all the other questions made by serious observers, medical experts about Hillary's health, are also debunked. You see that little trick they're playing? Well, they've got a problem because every single day, prominent people are coming out. We had Dr. Drew 2 days ago. Lo and behold, KABC, that affiliate out of, I think it's Los Angeles, deleted the original Dr. Drew interview from their website. You go there now, it's gone. It's been memory-holed. Now, there's no indication that Dr. Drew himself wanted them to do that, but it's disappeared. Thankfully, I uploaded it to YouTube. It's got probably 300,000 views by now on just an audio file. They can't keep this issue down. It's going to keep coming back, and it has again today. This is up on Infowars.com. Not a conspiracy theorist, another expert, radiologist Dr. Milton R. Wolf, who says that Hillary Clinton has a, quote, serious underlying disease. Again, that's not from a fake document. That's not from a conspiracy theorist. That's from a practicing physician. Dr. Milton R. Wolf says that Hillary Clinton has a serious underlying disease that her campaign is hiding from the American people. And he reached out to me last night directly to question why Hillary is being given this blood thinner, Coumadin, which is a drug used to prevent heart attacks, strokes, and blood clots in veins and arteries. According to Wolf, this is a quote, Hillary's doctors know you would never, never give Coumadin to normal, healthy patients. It's too dangerous. And the fact that she's taking this drug must mean, quote, her risk of morbidity from blood clots without Coumadin must be substantial. He goes on to say that in his medical expert experience, people who take Coumadin are at risk of intracranial hemorrhage and suffer from falls on a regular basis. Now, isn't that interesting, given what we've seen with Hillary's handlers, the Secret Service agents having to constantly prop her up, even when she's standing on huge platforms? So this is a serious medical expert, a practicing physician, who's actually a Ted Cruz supporter, so he's not in the can for Donald Trump, saying that the medication that Hillary Clinton is receiving clearly suggests that she has a serious underlying disease, and the Clinton campaign is hiding it from the American people. We'll be back with the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
If you missed buying emergency food from the patriotic guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show Live. Roger Stone is coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to get back into Hillary's health and other news-related issues shortly. But first, I want to tell you about Amerigeddon. This is the early DVD release special with two free Alex Jones documentaries. So you get four documentaries in total. This is the DVD Director's Cut special. This is the movie that everybody's talking about. Citizens fight for survival when an attack on the energy grid leaves America in a state of martial law. A dire warning of a wake-up call of what might be our future when a globalist terrorist organization aligned with the UN disables the United States power grid and institutes martial law. So you get two Amerigeddon DVDs and two more DVDs from Alex Jones completely free. You save over $40, that's $39.90, for four DVDs. This is the sales special at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, it goes to growing our broadcast. Not only can you get these DVDs, use them to educate people to start conversations about these vital issues, but it supports us. It helps us hire new people. It helps us send people out to all these events that you've seen us confront the mainstream media directly at. That's where it all goes. It's vitally important that you support us by getting the Amerigeddon early DVD release special at InfoWarsStore.com. Few minutes left here in this segment, and this is absolutely huge. This just came out a couple of hours ago over at the Daily Caller. Listen to this. Hillary campaign vows to destroy opposition website. Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton's campaign has sent out a fundraising email arguing that the website Breitbart News has, quote, no right to exist. That's the quote. No right to exist. And suggests that if elected, the website will be shut down entirely. Now, of course, we had the link up with Bannon and the Trump campaign a couple of days ago. Now Clinton, even if she wins the election, is saying that she will go on to destroy Breitbart. Now, of course, if they want to destroy Breitbart, they want to destroy the Drudge Report. They want to destroy the Daily Caller. They want to destroy InfoWars.com. No right to exist. This is a quote from the email sent out by the Clinton campaign. Quote, we've had a conservative media in this country for a while. This was sent out by Christina Reynolds. I don't always like what they have to say, but I respect their role and their right to exist. Reynolds' acknowledgement that the regular conservative media has a right to exist, though, is used to contrast it with Breitbart, which apparently has no such right. So they're saying that all the conservative websites that were behind Ted Cruz that have thrown Donald Trump under a bus, they're perfectly fine. We're going to tolerate those websites. But Breitbart.com? No way. No right to exist. This is what the email goes on to say. This is chilling. Breitbart is something different. They make Fox News look like a Democratic Party pamphlet. They're a different breed altogether. Not just conservative, but radical. Bigoted. Anti-Muslim, anti-Semitic, conspiracy peddlers who've never been and never should be anywhere near the levers of power in this country. Again, bigoted. The guy is basically, the website is basically dominated by Milo Yiannopoulos, who is a very prominent member of the LGBT community. There's no anti-Semitism on there whatsoever. They tell the truth about migrant crime. Apparently that's Islamophobic now. You know, CNN's Sally Cohn says that Sharia law is progressive. We've got the BBC coming out with documentaries saying that anyone who even mentions Sharia law is an Islamophobe. So their view of what is bigoted and anti-Muslim is merely questioning the belief system of Islam, which is not a race. But to them, that's racist, that's bigoted, that's anti-Muslim. And now the Clinton campaign is vowing to destroy Breitbart.com after the election, shut down their entire website. Complete contempt for free speech, for the First Amendment. And remember, it's coming up here, I believe just in a few days. This is out of the BBC, US ready to hand over the internet's naming system. Well, isn't this an interesting correlation? The US has confirmed it's finally ready to cede power of the internet's naming system, ending the almost 20-year process to hand over a crucial part of the internet's governance. So they're basically handing over control of the domain name system to the United Nations, which will then be dominated by countries that don't quite have the same view on free speech as the United States, countries like China and Russia. In fact, Breitbart itself reported 2 months left until Obama gives dictators control of the internet. So they're about to give the UN, dominated by Russia and China, control of the internet to shut down free speech, right as Hillary Clinton's campaign says that certain conservative websites like Breitbart.com don't have the right to exist. This is absolutely chilling. We'll be back with Roger Stone on the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com. We'll be back.
Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In the meantime, I want to direct your attention to InfoWarsLife.com, where we have Living Defense at 20% off for a limited time. This is the harmful organism cleanser. Again, it's been sold out for months, but we've got it back in stock. It's not going to last forever. And you get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Now is the time to secure your bottle for this discounted price before we completely run out again. Start eliminating toxic and harmful organisms from your body naturally without harmful chemicals. Living Defense uses organic herbs and enzymes to naturally cleanse harmful organisms from the body. And you can go to InfoWarsLife.com, read some of the five-star reviews, read what it's done for other listeners. Of course, Alex talked about how he was taking this. It's working out great for him. Again, 20% off Living Defense at InfoWarsLife.com. It all goes back into building the platform that you've helped us create over the past decade or so that is now having a massive impact. You've seen it with the Hillary's health issue. I mean, this was circulating around for 6 months or so, but we put it back at the top of the agenda with that viral video back a couple of weeks ago. Now everybody's talking about it. Now the Clinton campaign is in damage control mode. That's why it's really important for you to support us, to allow us to challenge the mainstream media directly. We're not funded by hundreds of millions of dollars from George Soros, like Black Lives Matter or any of these other media organizations. We're not funded by corrupt dictatorial governments like CNN. We're not funded by giant pharmaceutical companies. We're funded by you and you alone. So please, it's vital to get the products at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, going back to what we were covering before the break, this is absolutely massive. The Hillary campaign sent out an email vowing to destroy Breitbart.com, saying that, oh, we can tolerate some conservative websites, but this one doesn't have a right to exist. They're openly baring their teeth, about to sink their fangs into the First Amendment if Hillary wins this election. And just by coincidence, Barack Obama is about to hand over control of the internet to the United Nations, dominated by these countries who have crushed free speech in the past, who have silenced dissidents. Remember, for the past 8 years, intermittently, we've had the Obama administration come out and signal that it could back this internet kill switch used by the likes of the communist Chinese government, who shut down certain parts of the internet, for example, when there's civil unrest, when there's a protest, when some particularly damaging piece of information comes out about a politician, somebody in the government. They have the power to shut down certain parts of the internet in certain areas of the country. The Obama administration and other people like Joe Lieberman have supported that on a routine basis. This is going to make it easier for them to do that. Now, concurrent to this, we've got this story out of the Daily Caller again. NPR deletes comments, says commenters are too old and male. National Public Radio is the latest online publication to eliminate public comments on its articles, defending the decision by saying few people actually comment, and those who do are typically older men. And of course, they don't count because they have white male privilege. That means we can just ostracize them and pretend they don't exist. That's their great privilege that they have. NPR says its decision to get rid of comments is mostly based on engagement. Now, if this was one example, then it would be a different thing. But we've tracked for the past 3-4 years all these major websites, Time Magazine, Daily Beast, The Verge, you can go on down the list, removing comment sections from their websites entirely. Why are they doing that? Well, it's because studies have shown that when readers read an article, they don't judge its accuracy based on the content of the article. They judge it based on what the respondents are saying in the comment section. That's why the left has declared war on comment sections, because time and time again, their narrative is being completely eviscerated. So now they're saying, we'll cut off our nose to spite our face. We'll just get rid of the comment section entirely, even though that's going to cost them a ton of traffic, because that's how desperate they are to control the narrative. But we have Roger Stone on the line now. We'll get back into the news. Roger, you need no introduction. Of course, you've been on several times before. You wanted to pop in with an update, so you've got the floor. Tell us the latest.
Thank you. That's very kind. I was on my way to lunch. First of all, let me apologize for wearing a button-down shirt with a vested suit. I understand it isn't done. However, when I checked from the laundry, it was the only clean white shirt I had. Anyway, I'm delighted to be with you because I think the events in today's Trump campaign need to be explained. In essence here, Paul Manafort became concerned that the unfounded and baseless attacks on him, which were orchestrated by Sidney Blumenthal, the dirty trickster and hitman who works for Hillary, paid for by Viktor Pinchuk, the Ukrainian billionaire who purchased the Ukrainian coup from the Clintons for a $10 million contribution to the Clinton Foundation. And these hoped up baseless stories in which we have a ledger alleging Manafort took payments for which there is no financial trail or record, evidence that would never stand up in court, a story that in the New York Times that admits that he is not accused of any wrongdoing, that no government official has accused him of wrongdoing. Manafort has not worked for the government of Ukraine or Russia. He worked for a Democratic political party through two difficult parliamentary elections and a presidential election. Paul, you try electing a guy named Kozanovsky to the Ukrainian parliament in a district that has more cows than people. His payments were legal, and there's no evidence of wrongdoing. But we know that that Sidney Blumenthal, the hitman who works for Hillary, has had a phalanx of investigators all over Kiev and Moscow trying to dig dirt up on Manafort. This is the most they could find. There is no there. In fact, I would suggest to you that this alleged ledger that shows payments to him may be the product of Ukrainian intelligence controlled by the billionaire Pinchuk. So Manafort, being a professional and recognizing that the mainstream media is not going to be objective about this, and also recognizing that this controversy feeds the false theme of Trump, Putin, Russia, Manafort, which is modern-day McCarthyism, because Trump is not for war, because he's for détente with the Russians and hard-headed negotiations that would allow us to work together to eradicate ISIS, we question his patriotism. The Clinton people saying that Manafort and Trump are in league with Putin says they're working against the interests of their country. It's treasonous. It's false. It has no basis in fact, but this entire narrative about Manafort and the Ukraine is spun by the Clinton thugs was a distraction. So Manafort, being a professional and having left the campaign in structurally better shape with a research operation, a field operation, a state operation, and so on, decides to step aside in the best interest of the Trump campaign. Let me point out, Manafort never was paid a penny. The allegations that Corey Lewandowski is out trying to peddle, that there was some kind of financial impropriety on Manafort's part, are actionable, if anybody chooses to write that. But he did what a political pro would do, step aside, but not before he understood this news cycle and helped install the bomb-throwing firebrand and friend of mine, and now friend of Manafort's, Stephen K. Bannon, and Kelly Conway, who I think is great and have a lot of confidence in. So that's what really transpired here. This is a selfless act on Manafort's part. It's what, and I hate that this is a filibuster, Paul, but it's what Corey Lewandowski should have done when he was accused of manhandling a reporter in the interests of Donald Trump in the campaign. Mr. Lewandowski may say, well, I was innocent, but Manafort is also innocent, although there's more evidence in Corey's case. So that's what's really transpiring here. The Ukrainian government of Pinchuk may be trying to purchase an election. They would like to disqualify Donald Trump. So, yes, there's internal Ukrainian politics here, but this fellow, working through his U.S. agents, purchased the coup that toppled a Democratic elected president in Ukraine. He gave so much to the Clintons, I believe in that year he moved ahead of the Saudis and perhaps the Chinese. That's the backstory that those who are watching us today need to know.
So we got the media again obsessing, Roger, about, you know, Russia interfering in the U.S. election, when this could be an example of that very thing, but a concrete effort by the government of Ukraine to do that very same thing. On the flip side, we've got the Clinton.
Yes, and at the same time, the mainstream media, including the New York Times, choose to ignore the overseas adventures of the Podesta brothers, who have illicitly profited from all these foreign governments based on their Clinton connections. Podesta throws out some emails where he and Manafort have a small piece of business together, violating the confidence of his client and also getting the reporter to clean up the story a little bit in terms of his involvement. But more about Mr. Podesta and Mr. Blumenthal soon. Let me remind your listeners, Sidney Blumenthal is the man who we now know indisputably made up the false claim that the attack on our brave men in Benghazi was caused by an anti-Islamic video. That's a lie invented by Sidney Blumenthal, confirmed by his emails, as found by the U.S. Congress. It is born of his son, Max, a Jew-hating, Israel-hating radical like Blumenthal himself. This is a guy, Sidney Blumenthal, who thinks he's Ted Sorensen, but in fact, he's Al Capone. This guy will do anything legal or illegal. As we also know from the emails, he was urging Hillary to topple Gaddafi, not disclosing that he himself would make millions out of that based on some side dealings.
Now, Roger, we've got Hillary Clinton basically has more skeletons in her closet than a crypt. The New York Times is not interested in digging up the dirt. The Washington Post isn't interested. It's all about Manafort. It's all about Trump. We've got pay for play with the Clinton Foundation. You were talking about, I believe, yesterday, these WikiLeaks email releases, which Assange promised weeks ago. You're saying that this could be the October surprise for Hillary Clinton. What do you think is going to be in those emails when they are leaked?
Well, but who knows? I believe, based on my sources of information, that Mr. Assange, who I regard as a hero and someone who's been fighting the deep state, both Republican and Democrat, all neocons, all for war, all globalists, he has released the first DNC documents to cataclysmic effect. But I would point out again that they were first hacked by Crucifer 2, who is not in the employ of the Russians. When he put them out, they got no traction. They got no coverage. He took them to WikiLeaks. They confirmed their authenticity, and they re-released him. No Russians. The whole idea that this was done by the Russians is a false narrative by the new McCarthyites, in the Clinton camp. It is therefore, I think, important to recognize that the mainstream media, particularly the New York Times, is in possession of evidence of extraordinary corruption at the Clinton Foundation, things that have happened since Peter Schweizer wrote his epic book, Clinton Cash, so ongoing criminal conspiracies, and the media isn't interested in that. But Mr. Assange, I think, has the goods. We don't know. It could be Benghazi. It could be the Clinton Foundation. It could be their speeches, their paid speeches, which I think we both know are thinly described bribes. Bill Clinton announcing that if Hillary's elected, the Clinton Foundation will no longer take contributions from foreign nationals. That's like the closing the barn door after the horse has escaped. The Clintons are crony capitalists. Progressives have figured out they're not progressives. They're globalists. They're neocons, but they're not progressives. And the way they gave it to Bernie Sanders without the Vaseline was true in Mr. Assange's first data dump. Now, those on the left call us conspiracy theorists when we say that. That's a catch-all that's supposed to discredit you. But I submit the idea that Donald Trump and Paul Manafort are traitors to their own country and loyal to Vladimir Putin, accusing them of treason. Now, there is a conspiracy theory. That's the greatest stretch I've ever heard. As far as I'm concerned, I am a lifelong anti-communist. I happen to know that Vladimir Putin doesn't like Paul Manafort, in fact, dislikes him, because Manafort pressed his client Yanukovych to join the European Union over the objection of the Russians.
Now, final couple of minutes in this segment, Roger. We had the big Trump speech yesterday. The media is kind of spinning the narrative that this was a huge apology. What concerns me about it is you have establishment Republicans praising Trump, the same people that have, lost the last two elections, for adopting this kind of conciliatory tone in this speech yesterday. Do you think this was a deliberate pivot by Trump, or is the speech being mischaracterized by the media?
Mischaracterized. I wish they would focus on the content of the speech. Trump essentially asserted that he is a leader, that he is committed to a reform agenda, that he is unafraid to take on the two-party duopoly, including those in his own party he disagrees with. This was the best speech I have heard him give in this election cycle. It was very well delivered, and I think the words were more significant. This hyper analysis of anything that happens in the Trump campaign doesn't happen in the Clinton campaign. The fact that she campaigns for a day and then disappears for sight, and then campaigns for a day and disappears from sight because she doesn't have the stamina to stay on her feet for a campaign event, and then she can't do a press conference because she is incapable of, I think, both physically incapable of taking the rigors, nor does she have good answers. When I see Joel Berenson on MSNBC saying these questions are beneath contempt and they don't rise to an answer, no, Joel, they do. Your candidate needs to help going up a flight of stairs. She is on video having seizures. She is wearing glasses that doctors tell us are related to brain injury. She had a traveling physician with her at all times, and he clearly had an injection at the ready. Sorry, Joel, legitimate questions. Your candidate's old and tired. She does not have the stamina or the health to be president of the United States.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. Be sure to have you back on the show with more updates about the Trump campaign. Final segment of this hour coming up. It's the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at InfoWars.com. We'll be back.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallet. IDStronghold.com.
We're back for the final segment of this hour. Again, going back to the news Big mainstream media websites are removing comment sections from their articles because studies have shown that those comments have more impact than the content of the article itself. They have such contempt for their readers, such hatred for free speech, that the Daily Beast, Time Magazine and others are coming out and simply saying, we don't welcome your comments anymore. It's the arrogance that they do it with. Absolute sneering arrogance. And in fact, we had an article out of Time Magazine yesterday on this very subject, how trolls are ruining the internet. They're turning the web into a cesspool of aggression and violence. What watching them is doing to the rest of us may be even worse. So again, it's this narrative that people having free expression on the internet is horrible, is aggressive, is violent, is bullying, is intimidating, it's cyber violence, and that we should eliminate it. Again, they create this hoax that the only, quote, trolling, the only hatred, the only bullying on the internet is coming from right-wing conservatives. Now, I can show you the death threats, and I have done, I get every single day from leftists, from Islamists, from Black Lives Matter supporters, far greater in volume than anything I've seen from conservatives. Yes, it does happen. But to claim that only, quote, right-wing conservatives are sending death threats, are sending abuse on the internet, is a complete hoax. Absolute documented media hoax. Just like the Hillary Clinton health hoax. They took this fake document and then said, oh, this is a fake document. That means all the questions about Hillary Clinton's health have been debunked. Well, they haven't been debunked. You created that media hoax. None of us ever cited that fake document as evidence. So why do they keep on claiming it? Why does the Clinton campaign hold up this fake document and say, look, everything you said has been debunked? Again, another massive hoax. They insult people's intelligence on a daily basis. It's absolutely amazing. So again, we've got Daily Caller reporting. The Clinton campaign now says they want to basically eliminate, destroy Breitbart, that it doesn't have a right to exist while the UN is about to take over the internet. Absolutely chilling development. Let's hit a few final news stories here. Jewish man stabbed on street in French city of Strasbourg. An Orthodox Jewish man has been stabbed on the street in the French city of Strasbourg by an attacker reportedly shouting an Islamic slogan. So you had a Muslim guy shouting Allah Akbar while stabbing a Jewish rabbi who was dressed in Orthodox Jewish clothing. What did the police come out and say within, what, an hour of the attack? Nothing to do with terrorism, not an anti-Semitic attack. Okay, you've got a Muslim shouting Allah Akbar, stabbing a Jewish person, and that's not anti-Semitic. There's a massive cover-up going on with every single one of these attacks in Europe. We saw it at the football stadium in Germany last year, cover-up of that attack. We saw the Russell Square stabbing in London. Again, clearly a terrorist attack, claimed it was mental illness. This attack in Strasbourg, they claimed within an hour it was mental illness, despite all the eyewitness evidence to the contrary. We had a cover-up of a car bombing in Camden, London, just a few weeks ago. They're covering up these Islamist terror attacks because they want to make the whole narrative about Islamophobia. Now we've got the BBC saying that merely mentioning or being critical of Sharia law is Islamophobic. Again, in line with Sally Cohn, CNN, Sharia law is progressive. You know, honor killings, forced child marriage, throwing gay people off buildings, stoning women to death, chopping people's hands off if they steal something. That's all under Sharia law. That's all progressive, according to Sally Cohn, according to CNN, according to the BBC. It's another giant media hoax. They run them on a daily basis. But that's going to wrap it up for this hour. Coming up in the next segment, Leanne McAdoo will take on the rest of the broadcast. I've been Paul Joseph Watson. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Calm, don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets,